Begin the current daf, Maseches Eivin, daf Tzadi Gimel, begin on the base. Begin to finish the master, begin towards the Gemara, Gidul Chamisha, Mechitz Chamisha. You have an elevation that's 5 tefachim high, and a wall 5 tefachim high, and Eimet Sarif, and then they don't combine. Which says disagrees with the interpretation of Rashi that he brings, in the explanation of what does Gidul Chamisha, Mechitz Chamisha. Rav Chisda, as our Tosfos quotes, holds that they don't combine. So Tosfos brings the Perek Shein, the Gittin, Pirshei Mekorin. In the second Perek, Gittin, that this one base Rashi explains, could go in, what's this case to Oman? You have a house that's 5 tefachim deep. And above you have 5 tefachim high. That does not combine to make the inner area into a private domain. Now, Bakasha Rentam finds this difficult. Because the Amid Perek Basa, the Gemara, in the last Perek, the Tzadi Testament base, the Barbuch Yosem and Tzarf, and that a pit and its earth around it that they do combine. So that's essentially the same thing like this halach over here of Gidud, which Rashi is saying is depth, and Mechitza. And so the Bishmaite Nami Amid, in our Sugar, also the Gemara says, the Maid Rav Chiz, the Betachthan, Rav agrees by the lower courtyard. Since it sees a height of 10 tefachim, so that depth which with height do combine. Rather, one should explain, we actually Rashi over here in our sugya says, Gidud Chamisha is Gavai Chamisha. The Gidud 5 means a height of 5 tefachim, because one courtyard is higher than the other one. The Nafkamina, the relevance is, when you have one courtyard higher than the other one. And the question is regarding the upper courtyard, because Amahach, like our Gemara says over here. Now, Taisa says, in Shabbos, one has to analyze regarding the laws of Shabbos in the following case. If you have a mound, a pile, that's 5 tefachim height and 4 tefachim wide, and on top of that pile, you made a wall 5 tefachim high. That if someone throws from the street inside, he's going to be chayv because he sees a height of 10 tefachim. When we take a Rishos Ram, but interestingly, from inside that mound to the outside, to Rishos Ram, he's going to be potter because he only has a height of 5 tefachim. That's an interesting ramification of this halacha, that one will be chayv and one will be potter. Continuing to say the master begins with Gemara V'chigitani Pachas Mekan Ma'ar V'nechad Ma'ar V'nechad. This is we learned that when it's less than this of 10 tefachim, that you could only do one Erev together and you can't do two separate ones, it's going atachtein, is going on the lower courtyard. Chase explains why the Gemara says such an approach previously. The Gemara is concluding, this is the Brisa says, Pachas Mekan, Ma'ar V'nechad Ma'ar V'nechad is only regarding the lower one, but the upper one that, yeah, he has a different halachim. But then sometimes when they begin to say, then wait a second, La'el ke the parach, previously when the Gemara had asked, on this, that what the Gemara had said, and if Chizda agrees by the lower one, yeah, that is going to be considered, that he sees a height of 10 tefachim, so then the Gemara says, wait a second, the upper one should not be able to make not one joint there, and not two, because it can't make an error for itself, because for him, it's considered breach to the low one. He can neither do it with the low one, because the low one, there's a wall. Says, why didn't the Gemara answer? This is say you make two separate Erevim, but not one. There's only a Tachlin on the lower one. But you're right, the upper one would be forbidden. And that's what you can say is, no, the wording over there that says you can make two separate Erevim sounds like Atavai. Obviously, when we make two separate Erevim means one for the upper one, one for the low one. Whereas over here, we only say Ma'ar V'nechad. Now we can say it's going on the low one, that he could make the one Erev, but the upper one, you're right, that he could go ahead and make his own separation in contrast to the low one. Tunik says the master begins with the Gemara, Loi Teme Eimer, says Abaya, don't say that you could say, Elevadem Bajim Nifritzah. No, you have to say that the case is talking about that these breaches happened from before Shabbat. Tish has three approaches. How is it possible that Rabbah holds like Shmuel, even though generally he holds like Rab, because Abaya was saying, oh, for Rabbah, that says Shabbos Hova Hutra Hutra, you have to say that the courtyard that was permitted on Shabbos, it remains permitted. Obviously, the walls were breached from before Shabbos, because or else it wouldn't be us. And that's a Tosfos Kasha, difficult, because the Hacham Abaya, so here Abaya is telling us the Rabbah Sabbah Shmuel. The Rabbah holds like Shmuel, that the Amma that he says Shabbos Hova Hutra Hutra, he's the one that says in our Sugya that, oh, once Shabbos started, and it was permitted, it remains permitted. Now, Vim Cain, and which that's in disagreement with Rav, who says it's going to become us. Vim Cain takes you, but then you have a difficulty because the Abaye, Gufi Yom Abaye himself is quoted in Shabbos of Chom Bezim Rav that says, Komili Demar, all the teachings of the master of Rabba Matir are Kuchumri, are Ovi Kuchumri, the Rav. He does like the stringencies of Rav. Bar Mahani Klas, Tavik Yishmol, except for these three things, which he quotes him, that he does like Shmol, which Matir on the back of the wagon, Bechulu, etc. So wait a second. So you see, how could Abaye say that Rabba holds like Shmuel, that's lenient, and not like Rav, that's stringent, when he clearly doesn't hold like Shmuel's leniencies, only those three exceptions. And the ain lemon says, and don't say the mishamachil lechashav hadahacha. Oh, then maybe why didn't we quote this case over here, which, yeah, he does hold like the leniency of Shmuel. And why didn't we quote it, Mishum the Rafun, the Rav Huda, Nami Savi Kashmuel, because he's not the only one who's saying this. He has Rav Huda, Rav Huda supporting him, because you can't say that. Because although in our Gemara we say that, oh, they hold like Shmuel, because they'll be greater, because by the, one of the three exceptions of the rule, which Abaye mentions over there, of dragging something on the ground, where that halacha, ikad disabi kashmul, there are those who hold like Shmuel, and still record it as one of the three exceptions. The parakam leitzim mashma, because in the Gemara, what's the proof that those who hold like Shmuel? Because the Gemara Shabbos the pay alvim and alv. It sounds like the summer biyichin, the gistam mishnah, biyichin is like an anonymous mishnah, which the nazar chayv mafasis that the nazar could come and say, we're not concerned that it might be something that in miskaven where we see that he holds like Reb Shimon, that it's going to be permitted to drag the chair. And that's Rabbi Yechanan saying like Shmuel. Still, we mentioned it as Shmuel is one of his three exceptions. So then, again, why don't we say that halacha here? Although there are those who say like him, but that we still mention it. And that's just how he says, no, Mir Shlema. However, what you could say that the reason why it's not a proof that maybe actually that Rabbi Yechanan does not necessarily hold like this, even though it seems to be quoting it that he does, is Dachim Parach Lamaiti. No, this is what the Gemara is asking in Shabbos Payalas. Well, Mimatzir Rabbi Yechanan is a possible Rabbi Yechanan to say Davar Shemis Kamenasa, that's something that's unintendedly forbidden. The Loikistam Mishnah and the Nazir, not like the anonymous Mishnah Masechtas Nazir, and that is a Filikistam Achrin. Although there are other anonymous Mishnayos, because Ashkam Mebei, like we find Beidav Chav Gimel Mebeis, that like actually like a Yehuda, that Davar Shemis Kamenasa is Aser. But the Gemara's question was, but still my only high stum in the high. But what's better this anonymous Mishnah than this one? And therefore, the Rabbi Yechanan Nami Lipsi Gishomachas Bleiria, that Rabbi Yechanan should not rule like any one of them without any explicit proofs. Oh, based on that interpretation, what the Gemara Shabbos means to say is not that Rabbi Yechanan necessarily held like Shmuel, that Davar Shemis Miskaven is Mutter like Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara's question only was, why would he say one more than the other one? And if you could say that actually that the reason why we don't quote this halacha of Kibin Shehutra Hutra with one of the three things is because we have others like Rabbi saying like Shmuel, meaning Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda. And we only said things which he only himself said, because that halacha of Greira, of like Rabbi Shimon, we actually don't have on record anyone else, because this we thought it would be Rabbi Yechanan, not necessarily like Tesis just explained. Where Yinami Yeshlema, another person Tesis says, why it's not a contradiction, just that Rabbi says like Shmuel leniently, whereas he said that Rabbi always does like the stringencies of Rav. Hadavik Achumid Rav, this that he does like the stringencies of Rav, Haini Ba'amah, that's in general. Lavad Me'er Va'avah, except for the laws of Ervin and mourning, where that we know the Gemara tells us elsewhere that Allah gave Ramekal Bam, Allah is like the lenient ones of them. And therefore, maybe it could be like the lean opinion of Shmuel. Or maybe a different approach, could even the Zimnan Hachkula Habachumis in something, this leniency of Shabbos, Hobo Hutra Hutra, is actually a stringency. How so? Could be in the Nesabim makes the Shabbos. It was forbidden for part of Shabbos. To Mahai Tam and Neslachal Shabbos, that's the reason it says why it's forbidden for the rest of the Shabbos. So, like Hashalim Muhammad Rav. So, this is not from the stringencies of Rav, because actually the Larav. Rav actually less lay hoyle b'hutra hutra, since he doesn't hold them that once it's permitted remains permitted, so to the less lay nami hoyle b'nesanesa, he doesn't hold that once it's forbidden it's going to remain forbidden. So therefore comes out actually that according to Rav, this stringency is actually sometimes a leniency, and therefore maybe that's why in this case Rav didn't hold like Rav, because they only like the stringency of Rav, and this is not only a stringency. So Tais says that it's not difficult. Why do we mention this halacha of by Shabbos kibin shehutra hutra with those three things that Rav was leniently like Shmuel? Is because either that there is an opinion that holds like Shmuel, and we only said things that are exclusively his, because Rabbi Yechanan is not necessarily like him in Greer, or because this that he rules like the strings of Rav is except the laws of Erev and Abel, where we know that we always go like the lenient interpretation, or because it's not a total chumrah, sometimes it's a leniency, where Kibin Shasser Neser, and therefore he didn't necessarily rule like Rav. Tinek says the Masada begins with Gemara. Shabbos came into Torah. Shabbos once permitted remains permitted. Tosha says Perash and Perakam. I already explained this in the first part. David Zayin and after Maskel Erev. The Tosha there says Allah is like Rav Huna, that we say Hayav Torah Hutra, and because of Abai over here in our sugya also says like him. However, Tosha writes over there that if there's no walls, then it's going to be Aser. Initially, Tosha says that if you made an Erev from one house to another one, and then the opening gets closed on Shabbos, that according to Rav Huna would be permitted, and actually even when it's closed up during the week, then open reopens on Shabbos, it's going to be permitted, because it goes back to its permissible Erev. The next Tosfos, the Masna begins with the Gemara, Eim Talmud by El Ba'Avir, it can only carry with him four, which Tosfos comes to explain that the prohibition is specifically regarding vessels that set up Shabbos in the house, not like Rashi. The Gemara said, according to Rav, the walls fall down between two courtyards that you don't have an Erev, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. The place explains that the Isra specifically became the Shabbos of Abayi, the vessels that set up Shabbos in the house, L'Rib Shimon, according to Rib Shimon, that courtyards are one domain for vessels that set up Shabbos inside of them, therefore you're allowed to continue carrying. The reason for that is because vessels that set up Shabbos in the Chatzar, so there's no reason to make it forbidden from one to another one. And they're all one domain, so even if the wall falls down, that's not considered the difference of Makam Asala. So therefore, Taisa says that it's only specifically vessels that set up Shabbos in the house, that is where you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos in the Kodra. The next says the Master begins with the Gemara, Chayiv, you're liable, that's the Rebbe Elazar, which this place is, actually belongs on Daf Tzadid Aleph and Aleph, on the Mishnah, which says, can I explain that the opinions of Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim based on the sugya over here. Where the Mishnah said, Rebbe Elazar says that if you have a chatzah that gets breached to Rosh Hashanah, someone carries in from the inside of the chatzah to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah to the chatzah, he's going to be chai. So Taisa says, Gemara Mukila, so the Gemara explains what we're actually talking about. It's actually B'makom Mechitza Pritza. The two interpretations of the Gemara are actually talking about the place of where the wall gets breached. That spot. Ukugoin, and for example, moreover, you have to say that by the ends, that where it's breached, you don't even have parts of the wall which are from the two walls that are perpendicular to it on the side. Because the place of where the wall was breached, it's not even within the remaining walls. Rather, it's totally breached from the area near it, and it's not surrounded with walls at all. Now, says Taisus, in the first version, the Gemara explains what's the case. Where the people from the public, they had a right of way over here, but they lost the place. And they selected the place of where the walls of this quarter used to be. That should be for them, to be the path for them, for the path that they lost over there. Which is Rebbe Elazar Tameh, Dislay Masha Be'er, he holds that what they selected, they selected. Whereas Rabban Zahra, they hold the Elam Kerach Liber, no, the public does not have the strength to make such a selection. Helkach Liber, Ava Bisha, Avim Sham, Ein Rosh Hashanah, even though they pass over it, does not make it into Rosh Hashanah. Kimishal Nimsal Rabban, Ein Rosh Hashanah, since it wasn't given over to the public, and it's not owned by the public. Can I mean, Perek Shane, like the Gemara says in the second Perek, the Bechabez and the Bez, Gabishvila Bez Gilgal Ka'amrit, are you saying this even regarding the paths of Bez Gilgal? Now, Morva explains Taisis, Umitecha, become Rabbeleza, so, but when Rabbeleza says from within, it's obviously not from within, and it's really from the because it's from the area where the walls are. Rather, it's because Rabbanan they use the words from inside. So he also used the words from inside. Like the Gemara explains. Now, and as the Gemara says, and this is what Rabbanan responding, and that's why they're using the words themselves of mitaycha. This is what telling Rabbeleza. Yeah, don't you that if a person carries out from inside the courtyard to the Rosh Hashanah, that is exempt, although it's rabbinically forbidden. Why? Because the public does not have any strength of power of possession in the courtyard itself. Well, the in the does not become a Rosh Hashanah. That's even if all the walls all around would collapse, a Kamalist, all of you would be a Kamalist. So the Rachanami here also say the Rabban, the Makam Achitz, the place of the walls itself, tell you the Shia Kamalas, you should at least agree that it's going to be a Kamalas, Shalem Kurd Rasan, that they don't have the strength to make such a selection. Now, Taisa explains like this. It says, now, Bahav the Shabki Rabban Rosh Hashanah, why is it that is in our Mishnah we have a discrepancy of terminologies? Why did Rabbanan leave the case of Rosh Hashanah, Kenakir Belezer, but not the Rosh Hashanah? They're both discussing, they're disputing regarding the area of the Makam Achitz. So why is one talking about going from there to the Rosh Hashanah, and one's talking about from there to the Rosh Hashanah. And that's his taste of Mishum Rebbe Elazar, Dibah Mokka Mechitza Shehi Rosh Hashanah. What was Rebbe Elazar's point of his opinion? He was trying to say that the place where the walls used to be, that's going to be like Rosh Hashanah. The comment is coming to say, Shem Haiti Mitecha Chatzah, Shehi Rosh Hashanah, that if you're carrying out from within the quarter, which is Rosh Hashanah, Mokka Mechitza, to the place where the walls are, Chai Begini Chai, because it's like Rosh Hashanah. So therefore he says, in regards to the Rosh Hashanah, as we explain, and what the Gemara ultimately explains. And that's where the user would mitecha. They're talking about carrying in and out from within the courtyard itself. And even if all the walls would fall down. So this commissioner. So therefore they pick specifically the Rosh Hashanah, which was mentioned near it in the Mishnah of the case of Rosh Hashanah. And they don't want to say that if you carry out from within the courtyard to the courtyard that's near it, meaning which Rosh Hashanah Yachad, there's going to be Pater, because like taking from a Kamal is Rosh Hashanah Yachad, it doesn't mention anywhere that there was a courtyard near it. Or Inam, another part, this that the Chum specifically spoke about, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is that someone's throwing from the courtyard to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that still it's going to have the halacha like from a Kamal is Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Lechir is to prove that, because that was where their whole thrust of their opinion was, to say that no, the inside of the courtyard is very different than the Rosh Hashanah. And again, that's why the Mokka Mechitzas are also going to be only Kamas, not Rosh Hashanah. Shim lahoyah chal kabel, because if it wasn't very different, then you'd be able to carry within from the Rosh Hashanah into the courtyard. But if they said it the other way, this that you're exempt from carrying from the Rosh Hashanah Yachad into the Chatzar, you can't really prove that it's so different than Rosh Hashanah Yachad. Because that's still in Chalak Yilmat Rosh Hashanah, meaning from the Rosh Hashanah. Because even if it wouldn't be so different from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, still Patam Eitim Rosh Hashanah Yachad, you would still exempt some of the cares of Rosh Hashanah Yachad to inside the courtyard, Kimishin in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, since it's not literally Rosh Hashanah Rabim, to be Chayi V'chatos. So therefore, instead of contrasting Rosh Hashanah Yachad, they contrast Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is to prove that point, that it's very different than the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which was the thrust of their point to say that it's like a carmelist.